This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2026-27 in the Lok Sabha today. After presentation of the budget in the lower house, the copy of the budget will be tabled in the Rajya Sabha. It will be the third budget of the Narendra Modi government in its term. Before the budget preparation, the Finance Minister held pre-budget consultations meetings with several stakeholders, including experts and representatives from economists, trade unions, education and health sector, MSME, trade and services, industry, financial sector and capital markets. In a break from the usual weekend routine, the Bombay Stock Exchange and National Stock Exchange will hold a live trading session today, despite it being a Sunday. Earlier this month, the exchanges informed investors that trading will proceed during regular hours from 9:15 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. IST, while the commodity market will extend its trading until 5 p.m. IST. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Punjab today on the occasion of the 649th birth anniversary of Sant Guru Ravidas. Mr. Modi will visit Adampur Airport, where he will unveil the new name of the airport as Sri Guru Ravidas Ji Airport. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate the terminal building at Harwara Airport in Ludhiana. The terminal building will establish a new gateway for the state, catering to Ludhiana and its surrounding industrial and agricultural hinterland. Mr. Modi will also visit Dera Sachkhand Bala in Jalandhar district to pay obeisance and participate in a public program in the honor of Sant Guru Ravidas Ji. India and Arab states have reaffirmed their commitment to achieving a just, comprehensive and lasting peace in West Asia, according to international law, relevant UN resolutions and the Arab Peace Initiative. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar participated in the second India-Arab Foreign Ministers meeting in New Delhi yesterday, along with foreign ministers of Arab states and the Secretary General of the League of Arab States. They call for a sovereign, independent and viable state of Palestine based on 1967 borders, living side by side in peace with Israel. Both parties supported the practice of inalienable rights of the Palestine people. The Delhi Declaration of the India-Arab Foreign Ministers meeting stated that the two sides welcomed the outcomes of the 2025 Sharm el-Sheikh Peace Summit, which culminated in the conclusion of a ceasefire agreement in Gaza. International Monetary Fund, IMF, has cautioned Bangladesh against providing unsecured liquidity to weak banks, warning that such measures could undermine financial stability without credible reforms. According to a statement, the IMF said Bangladesh's economy has slowed while inflation remains elevated, highlighting growing macroeconomic and financial risks. Bangladesh's GDP growth fell to 3.7% in FY25 from 4.2% in FY24, reflecting disruptions from the 2024 uprising, tighter policies and weak investment. In a massive show of strength at the Taligaon Community Hall, BJP National President Nitin Naubean sounded the poll bugle for the 2027 Assembly elections. Addressing a Karyakarta Sammelan, he urged party workers to move with a clear objective to secure at least 50% of the vote share at every single booth across the state. In men's cricket, India clinched the 5-match T20 international series against New Zealand with 4-1 by defeating the Black Caps in the fifth and final clash by 46 runs in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala last night. Opting to bat first, the men in blue scored 271 for 5 in stipulated 20 overs. Ishan Kishan emerged as highest scorer with 103 runs, while skipper Suryakumar Yadav made 63 runs. In response, New Zealand were bundled out for 225 runs. For India, Arshdeep Singh bagged 5 wickets, while Akshar Patel also picked up 3 wickets. Ishan Kishan was adjudged player of the match, while Indian skipper Suryakumar Yadav was awarded player of the series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.